Okay, so you've sent in some really interesting stuff about hearing,
Yeah.
like how it works, how we hear, and then this just amazing possibility that, like, if you lose your hearing, we might be able to get it back. And so for you, we're doing this deep dive into all this science behind how we hear,
Yeah.
what can go wrong,
Right.
and then what researchers are looking into about regenerating those like super delicate hair cells in our ears that let us actually hear.
Yeah.
We're going to be pulling out all the coolest, most interesting, and important stuff from all that you sent in,
Right.
like those lecture notes and some things you pulled off websites,
Yep.
even some scientific papers, to try to give you, as complete a picture as we can of this whole field.
I think you've given us a great set of information to work with here.
Yeah.
I think what's so interesting is that, we're talking about this really incredibly complex way that we perceive the world around us, and then like the very real possibility of repairing it when it breaks down. So I think we should start with that journey that sound takes to become something that your brain understands.
Okay.
And then we can look at all the different ways that that pathway can be disrupted. And then finally, we'll dive into the amazing ability of some animals to fix their own hearing
Right.
and how scientists are working to unlock that same potential in us.
Okay, so let's just unpack this from the very beginning.
Sure.
How does hearing even work?
Okay.
I mean, it seems like you just, you hear,
Yeah.
right? But like when you start thinking about all the physical stuff involved,
Yeah.
it's almost hard to believe, really.
It's pretty crazy. So it all starts with sound waves,
Okay.
right? Which are just vibrations in the air, and they're collected by your outer ear,
Okay.
which is that, like, the part you see on the side of your head.
Right.
And those waves travel down your ear canal to the middle ear. And this is where things get really interesting. Your middle ear actually contains the smallest bone in your whole body.
Wow.
It's called the stapes.
Oh, yeah.
And the smallest muscle in your body,
Really?
it's called the
The
stapedius.
stapedius.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it actually plays a really crucial role
Okay.
in protecting your hearing from really loud, sudden noises.
Okay.
So these parts all work together to like amplify those sound vibrations
Okay.
and then transmit them into the inner ear.
Wow.
It's kind of a marvel of, how small and precise it all is.
Miniaturization and precision.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So then in the inner ear,
Right. This is where like the real magic happens,
yeah,
right?
this is where it all gets translated into something your brain can actually understand.
Okay.
I remember you mentioned the cochlea in the material you sent.
Yeah.
Right.
So the inner ear houses the cochlea, right?
Yeah.
And what is that like a spiral?
Yeah, it's kind of spiral shaped, almost like, a little tiny seashell,
Okay.
and it's filled with fluid.
Okay.
And it's lined with these incredibly delicate hair
Right.
cells, like you were saying.
Yeah.
These are the actual sensory receptors for hearing.
So they are the things that are actually picking up the sound.
Yeah, they're what actually detect it.
Okay.
And what's really, really important to understand here
Okay.
is this thing called tonotopic organization.
Tonotopic.
Tonotopic.
Okay.
So think about like the strings on a piano,
Okay.
right? Different lengths of string vibrate at different pitches. It's
Right.
the same basic idea here.
Okay.
Different parts of the cochlea along its length are tuned to respond to different frequencies of sound.
Oh, cool.
So from high to low.
So it's like a piano keyboard, but for sound.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
It's laid out just like that.
Okay.
So when a sound wave gets into the cochlea,
Yeah.
these hair cells, well, I think one of the papers you sent described it as like they start dancing
Oh,
in
yeah.
response to the vibrations in the fluid.
Okay.
So imagine that. These little tiny hair cells
Yeah.
moving
Yeah.
from those vibrations in the fluid,
Right.
that then triggers electrical signals,
Okay.
and then those signals
Okay.
are sent along the auditory nerve
Okay.
to the temporal lobe of your brain, and that's where they're finally actually interpreted as the sounds that you hear.
Oh, wow.
So it's like this whole chain of events
Yeah.
that happens incredibly fast, and it's really, really precise.
And I think you were saying too that like that tiny muscle you were talking
Oh
about,
yeah, the stapedius.
yeah, like protects us from loud sounds.
Yeah. So when it's a really loud, sudden sound,
Okay.
it contracts.
Yeah.
And that stiffens the whole chain of those little bones, which dampens the vibrations before they get to the inner ear. So it's like a little built-in
It's like
protector.
a safety mechanism.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
wow.
To prevent damage to those delicate hair cells.
Really cool. And then I remember there were a couple of other things in what you sent, like surprising connections, you know. So there was something about like how the middle ear connects to taste, and then of course the whole balance thing that we always, you know, hear about.
Yeah, so the taste thing is really interesting.
Oh.
I mean, we're still figuring out exactly how it works,
But
but there is a definite connection there.
okay.
Like how the state of your middle ear can actually influence how you perceive taste.
Wow.
And you're right about balance, too.
Yeah, that was a little more obvious.
Yeah, it's a little more intuitive.
Right.
So your inner ear also houses this thing called the vestibular system,
Okay.
which is right next to the cochlea.
Okay.
And it's basically what keeps you upright and oriented in space.
Okay.
So while it works really closely with the hearing system, it actually has its own set of sensory cells
Okay.
that are dedicated to detecting like movement and
So
gravity.
is that how we get carsick and seasick and all that?
Yeah, so that's when the information from your eyes and your inner ear and kind of your body in general are all giving conflicting signals.
Right.
And your brain's like, wait, what's going on here?
Yeah, I don't like this.
Yeah.
And that's how you get those feelings of nausea and dizziness.
Exactly. It's really interesting how just this one little area in your body
Yeah.
does so much.
It's like a multitasker.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so this amazing, intricate system,
Right.
as we've been talking about,
Yeah.
can unfortunately go wrong.
Yeah.
And we know that this leads to hearing loss for a lot of people.
It's unfortunately very common.
Yeah, and the stuff you sent really emphasized that, like how widespread this actually is.
Yeah, the statistics are kind of alarming, actually. Yeah, like hearing loss is actually the most common condition present at birth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it affects like roughly 3 out of every 1,000 newborns.
Wow.
It's also the most frequent type of work-related injury.
Oh, right.
And the thing is, as we get older,
Yeah.
like the chances of having hearing loss just go up.
Yeah, you figure.
Yeah, I mean, around 17% of adults in the US have some level of hearing impairment.
Okay.
And that number jumps to like 30% for people over 65,
Okay.
and then almost half of those who are 75 and older.
Wow.
That's based on data from the National Institute on Deafness and Other Communication Disorders,
Okay.
or NIDCD.
NIDCD.
Yeah,
Okay.
from 2003 and 2008, the
Right.
stuff you sent.
So those numbers really highlight how common this is.
Yeah, it's a huge problem.
Yeah. And then in the material, you had all these potential causes that can lead to hearing loss. And it's not just like getting old or being around loud
No,
noises.
it's way more than that.
It's a lot more than that.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, long-term exposure to loud noise is a major one.
Right. You damage those little hair cells.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But there's all these other things too,
Okay.
like ototoxicity.
Ototoxicity.
Yeah, that's a big word.
Okay.
But it's basically hearing damage that's caused by certain medications,
Oh, okay.
like some antibiotics,
Oh, wow.
like
I
aminoglycosides.
mean, you know glycosides?
Yeah, those are a big one.
Okay.
Some chemo drugs.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even quinine.
Quinine, what's that?
It's used for malaria.
Oh, okay.
And then exposure to heavy metals can do it too.
So all kinds of different things can trigger this.
Yeah. And then, you know, genetics are a factor
Right, yeah.
for a lot of people.
Right, predispose.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then, like, physical trauma,
Okay.
like, you know, if you hit your head really hard
Right.
or, you know, complications from upper respiratory infections,
Yeah.
metabolic disorders like diabetes, and even neurological conditions like multiple sclerosis.
Oh, wow.
All those can be linked to hearing loss too.
Wow, it's like a whole range of stuff.
It's really complex.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there are some conditions that affect the ear specifically,
Right.
like middle ear infections,
Yeah,
right?
those are really common, especially in kids.
Yeah.
That's called otitis media.
Otitis.
Media, yeah.
Okay.
And then there's otosclerosis,
Otosclerosis.
which is where the little bones in the middle ear get stiff.
Oh, wow.
And then you mentioned Meniere's disease.
Yeah, Meniere's.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it usually involves like this trio of symptoms.
Okay.
So you get this hearing loss that comes and goes,
Okay.
and it often only affects one ear.
Okay.
That's called sensorineural hearing loss, or SNHL for short.
SNHL, okay.
Yeah, and then you also get these episodes of vertigo.
Okay.
Which is like that really intense spinning feeling. And then a roaring or buzzing sound in your ear, which we call tinnitus.
Oh, right, tinnitus. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's kind of the hallmark of Meniere's.
Yeah, it's like a triple whammy.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
And there's another one called acoustic neuroma.
Acoustic neuroma.
Yeah, it's a tumor, but it's not cancerous.
Okay.
And it can grow on the auditory nerve.
Oh, okay.
And so that can mess with both your hearing and your balance.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were talking about different types of hearing loss.
Right.
You mentioned sensorineural, but there's, I think there's a couple of others, right?
Yeah, so there's conductive hearing loss.
Conductive?
Yeah, we call it CHL.
CHL.
And then there's mixed.
Mixed.
Which is, you know, kind of a combination.
Right, right.
So for sensorineural,
okay.
It's basically damage to the inner ear.
Okay.
To those hair cells we were talking about. Or the nerves that carry the sound to your brain.
And that's actually the most common type of permanent hearing loss.
Oh, okay.
Now, conductive hearing loss.
Right.
That's when the sound waves can't travel from the outer or middle ear into the inner ear.
Okay.
And there's all kinds of reasons for that.
Like what?
Like a earwax buildup.
Right, right.
Middle ear infections.
Oh, yeah.
Or problems with those tiny bones in your middle ear that we were talking about.
Right, that conduct the sound.
Exactly. That, okay. And then mixed hearing loss is just, you know, it's both.
So they have damage in the inner ear and then also a problem somewhere along the way.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's like a double whammy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, and then it seems like, from what you said, that tinnitus.
Yeah.
That, you know, ringing, buzzing sound.
Yeah, that constant ringing or buzzing.
Yeah, and balance problems.
Yeah.
Are often connected to hearing loss.
It's really common.
Especially when the inner ear is involved.
Right. Yeah, because like we were saying, that's where both those systems are. So if one's damaged, it can often affect the other.
Right.
So yeah, tinnitus is super common.
Uh-huh.
But it's not actually a form of hearing loss. It's